conservative political activist, Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker. This podcast topic is going to be about House Bill 95. We can thank our New Hampshire House of Representatives. They determined this bill to be inexpedient to legislate, which means they killed it. This was an act enabling municipalities to adopt rental practice regulations, and it would have enabled municipalities to adopt bylaws to regulate the period of notice required prior to a rent increase on residential property and the permissible amount of such rent increases. This was proposed, I believe, by a bunch of Dems. Luckily, the House killed it, 301 to 63. So that was definitely a bipartisan vote. We can thank them for that. I want to talk about Jane Aitken is the one that made me aware of this. She sent an article from Patch, Concord, New Hampshire, dated today, February 3rd. The House, by a 3-1 majority, killed the bill sponsored by State Rep. Eric Gallagher. Granny D-Day bill was also voted down. So the House decided by a large margin that cities and towns do not need authority to pass emergency measures to address rent increases or a longer window to warn tenants of coming raises and rent Thursday. So see, some we do have a problem where people just jack the rent up pretty quick, throws people off. But that still doesn't give the authority to the government to decide what these time restraints should be. So supporters of House Bill 95 say it would help ease the housing crisis for tenants in a market with less than 1% vacancy rate. Better than 3-1 majority, the House voted to kill the bill that opponents said it would have the opposite effect of what supporters intended, which is what my view would be on this. The bill attempts to allow rent control in towns and cities and will result in a patchwork of regulation throughout the state, which is exactly what the New Hampshire establishment wants. He said it's not up to the legislature to fix supply and demand issues overnight that have taken decades and decades to develop. Well said. Good point. So, housing advocates said apartment buildings are purchased by out-of-state investors who raise rents, so long-time tenants have to move and then renovate the buildings and charge even higher rents. Well, that's because during COVID, Sununu advertised in New York and Connecticut for everyone to come move to New Hampshire. See, when it comes to housing, Sununu is a big tyrant. So, back to this article. Now, there's plenty of podcasts all about that housing tyranny happening in the state. Back to the article. The House and Senate have a number of bills this session dealing with the housing crisis and a special housing committee that has been appointed by House Speaker Sherman Packard to delve into the issue. Well, I hope that Sherman Packard checks out my website because I have spent years on housing in New Hampshire. Sununu has really set it up so that we are losing local control between the Housing Appeals Board, between them coming in and changing local zoning laws or attempting to change them. They still have to pass town meeting, but we're relying on elections using AccuVote machines. See, this all connects, ladies and gentlemen. So this is an article here from Association of Mature American Citizens. It says, "Goodbye American Dream, New York's governor tries again to abolish the suburbs." Now, in my view, we're doing the same exact thing, and we can look at this legislatively, probably since 2018, 2019, done mostly by the Republicans in the state Senate. We're doing the same thing here that New York is doing. Do we want to be like New York? Okay. So, Governor Hochul announced a sweeping plan to usurp local control over zoning rules and radically rewrite housing policy during her State of the State address last month. Now, this was dated today, this article. The news places added a pressure on Republicans to develop a policy plan to save single-family neighborhoods while also finding a solution for skyrocketing housing costs. Well, gee, why are everything skyrocketing? Because of how they're spending money in D.C. So, a series of incentives and other new regulations outlined in the plan virtually guarantee that all of this new housing construction, whether it be approved by local governments or bureaucrats in Albany, Same thing in Concord. The Housing Appeals Board, all bureaucrats, will be high-rise apartments and multifamily units rather than single-family homes that have been a staple of American Dream for generations. They do not want single-family homes. They don't want them in New York. They don't want them in New Hampshire. The Biden administration is joining the crusade to eliminate single-family zoning as well, with the Department of Housing and Urban Development calling for zoning reform and repeatedly proposing budget measures to encourage states to reduce the number of new single-family homes being built. We're already seeing that in New Hampshire. We're already seeing that in Hampton. We're already seeing that in many, many places in New Hampshire. In New York, the few Republican strongholds left are in areas with primarily single-family homes. If Democrats can use taxpayer dollars to build high-density housing units, particularly around public transit centers, residents currently living in urban cores can more easily disperse outward, taking their far-left voting habits with them. Well, it seems like the far-left voting habits have come to New Hampshire, and that was all a big political stunt during the COVID pandemic shutdown of the state. So that's where we are. We can thank the House about for killing that bill. We don't want to deal with that. But with everything else we have going on with housing, we got to pay attention to this, folks. We got to start taking some action, and we got to start going in and publicly talking and stating our concerns with what they are doing in Concord. They are our representatives. They are there for us, regardless of what they think or say. They do not have the authority to do what they have been doing for decades. It needs to be put an end to.